The following program is an exclusive DisruptionNetworks.com production.
Hey, it's Adeline Van Dyke from Coldwell Banker Faith Properties in Utica. I always get asked, why do I love real estate? It's very simple. I love my clients. I love every single thing about helping them find or sell their home. Making sure the home is solid and ready for sale or solid and ready for the buyer's inspection, to making sure that they're getting the best rate on their mortgage, making sure they're getting the best price on their house. You know, just everything involved in the sale is vital. My absolute favorite part of real estate is when a buyer walks into the house they're going to buy. I can feel it before they even know they're loving the house. It's just that obvious. So I'd love to experience that feeling with you. So give me a call. Adeline Van Dyke, Coldwell Banker Faith Properties, 315-404-6431. Or you can find me on Facebook or visit my website at centralnewyork.com/Adeline. Thank you. And I look forward to welcoming you home.
When it's your hard-earned money on the line that you are investing into a home, it makes sense to choose a proven professional to assist you in making one of the biggest investments you may ever make. Josh's dedication of over 20 years to the home construction industry allows him to bring knowledge and experience to your doorstep. That means you can feel confident and comfortable with his service to you. Past clients love his attention to detail and thorough written reports. By allowing priceless inspections to help you make a well-informed decision concerning your property, you will find that a quality inspection is priceless. Follow Priceless Inspections on Facebook or call 315-525-8725. In the Mohawk Valley, for the best real estate service, you gotta have faith. Caldwell Banker Faith Properties, 315-735-2222 or www.centralnyhomes.com.
Yolo, infidels, that's right. It's Hacker Hameen.
This is Al Schneer from the band Mo.
Hey, this is Corey Glover from Living Color.
And you're listening to EC Radio.
And you're listening to EC Radio.
Live on EC Radio with the Z-Man. So take the pizza out of your fat moron mouse. Sit back and listen before I give you a $5 face slap. You'll never forget, infidels. YOLO.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's a snowy day here in upstate New York. It's Z Chicken EC Radio. How are you? What's happening? What's good? Chicken, how you doing?
I cannot hear you, bro.
Well, you can't hear me?
No.
Probably because they're all turned down.
How about now?
There you go. Hey, there
you
go.
Do you want to lower?
A little bit.
A little bit, all right.
I wish we did that sooner. But anyways.
Why are they down?
I don't know, man.
Wait, who used this last night?
Of course, Gabe probably screwed it all up. So I don't know what's happening over here.
Everybody probably hearing us going, what the hell? I can't hear shit.
It's what happens when you have Ease Beats and Biz on at night. And Gabe, really, I love you, but you really are clueless. You are clueless, but love you guys. So what's happening? How's it going, Chicken? Yeah, I'm surprised you guys made it down. We got to introduce our guest, by the way. Jay Schnitt in the house with us today. Musician extraordinaire. You could adjust the mic however you want there, buddy, and get up really close to it. And it goes up and down, so I don't know why it's sit like that right now. We have ballers in here last night. That's what was happening.
Move it. There you go.
Oh, it's one of those mics.
It's one of those mics.
I gotcha. I should know how these things work by now.
We had all the ballers in the house last night, so good to see you, man. First off, congratulations on the Sammy nomination.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You gonna play that song for us a little later?
Which one?
Your political song there. Well, it's all really political.
Yeah, that whole record.
Whole record's political.
Yeah. So I don't plan on that winning.
But that record is up for its singer-songwriter?
Singer-songwriter, yep.
It's the whole album?
Yeah.
Not one particular song?
Right. Yeah, the whole record.
Oh, great, man.
So.
And this is one of what, your 400th album?
Yeah, that was, well, let me see, I just put one out a couple weeks ago. So I put that one out over the summer, and then I just put one out, I think it's like my 18th or 19th, I don't know.
Yeah, 18th or 19th.
Somewhere around there.
Huh. I wonder what's going on over here. Is that better? Did that work? I think that might have worked. That's what happens.
Well, the problem is there's a bit of a delay.
I think it's back, actually. I'm looking at it right now, and who knows? Technical difficulties here every day on EC Radio and Disruption Network. I'm a little under the weather. My girl's got like 102 degree fever.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now. She's laying in bed, and I'm trying to avoid it. And Yeah, there we go. Thanks, yeah, guys. Everybody, thanks for checking in. And thank you, Gabe. We can blame that one on Gabe. Gabe, just leave things alone.
I don't know why he would touch that.
I don't know. Leave things alone. Adjust it a little bit more. But anyways, yeah, I'm not feeling too well. And I feel like everybody's got the flu right now. And I'm trying to fight it as much as possible because I got to work my 900 jobs that I work today and tomorrow and the rest of the week. So. Yeah.
Yeah, I know how that is.
You
yeah.
know how that goes, brother.
Yeah, I'm feeling. But I think it's the whiskey I drank last night.
Oh, so you kick it right out of you.
Yeah.
Isn't that the old remedy?
That's the flu cure, you know? I ain't getting it.
Just so happens, Mr. Schnitt, we have a bottle of Tullamore Dew sitting over there.
No way.
No? You down? I think sometimes that's the best way to go is just
yeah.
get back into it. Jump back on that horse.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Do the whiskey.
How's that?
Kills, yep. kills the bad germs.
It does. We like our whiskey around here. And big ups to Addie's cousin for giving us that
yeah.
bottle of whiskey.
At the party, at the one-year anniversary party.
Yeah, one-year anniversary
oh, yeah,
party.
I said I missed that.
Yeah, it was a wild one.
Yeah, it was a good time, man.
It was a wild one.
It was like an EC, old day at EC party.
Yeah?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted to go.
It was cool.
It was one of those days that, like, every time you turn around, there's somebody you haven't seen in years. Right. You're like, oh, my God, this is so cool. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I can't wait till next year. We're going to have to do another party before that, but yeah.
Oh, we're going to do multiple parties before that. And the next one actually would be our St. Paddy's Day party.
Yes.
We're going to be doing one on St. Paddy's Day, but details well, coming
and,
soon.
And the Heart Walk.
And the Heart Rock. Yep, yep. That's before St. Paddy's
Day. Oh, yeah, the Heart Run's coming up, isn't it?
Usually see you out there, don't I?
Yeah, I stopped doing that, though, past
last year I heard it was really, really, really cold.
Yeah, we didn't do
really,
it.
Really, really, really cold.
I didn't do last year. I was in Florida for last year. But...
Yeah, our annual party now that... you know, everybody's grown up and has kids, so
yeah, and
we
then,
don't do that. You know, Damon, drunk by 10 a.m.
We would do it at Damon's house, and,
yeah.
and he sold the house.
Oh
yeah.
man,
yeah. So that kind of put a kibosh.
Yeah, Miller
on
moved, and, so he's not there anymore. You know. So.
Oh yeah, Miller's not there anymore.
No.
That was a great spot, great
yeah,
hub to
yeah,
meet
well,
everybody for the Heart Run.
It was like almost at the halfway point, almost you know, yeah. a little bit further than halfway, but. It was cool because it gave you a chance to go hang out with some friends, drink some beers, you know, do a couple, you know, jello shots or whatever. And
no, it was the pudding shots.
Pudding shots.
Oh, yeah. That's who used to make the pudding
shots? That was
shots?
Miller's Justin, I think.
Oh, was it
those.
Justin
I
Miller?
I believe so. Those, I might be wrong, though. I don't.
God, those yeah. were so good. Pudding shots. And there'd be so many different ones,
yeah.
like a rum chata one, and there'd be a pistachio one. And they were potent. Kahlua. Good stuff.
It was always a great pit stop. You know,
I was yeah, the so. Pit stop.
Yep,
that was a great tradition for a while, for sure.
Yeah, it was.
But, you know,
the pit stop
got to come to an end at some point, I suppose.
I guess.
Yeah,
adulting sucks.
mm-hmm.
It does.
But we did it for a good what? I don't know, 8-9 years, I think.
See, we started at Silbertown's because he lives about half a mile from the school.
Mm-hmm.
So we go over there, we cook breakfast, we do the whole thing. You know, pregame drinking, then we go up to the school, and then we used to stop there all the time.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you guys used to play Miller's Mills or Reuben James?
We played the 1 year, but uh-huh. it was too cold. And then so the next year, we just decided to get a keg of beer and bring out our big speakers and play some hip-hop really loud in the street
yeah.
at 9 in the morning.
Right.
So that's how that, yeah, yeah. That's how that whole thing started.
That always turned into a long day for you, huh?
Yeah, that was those were some epic days, though, man. Holy cow.
That's hilarious. Give the beard guy a few fingers worth. Yeah, see, they want to see you drink some whiskey out there.
I was
there.
Like, can you be more specific on which bearded guy you're talking about?
The bearded guy.
I think you need a beard to come in here.
We say JP's checking in, our boy from the Bag of Donuts Network, or the Day Old Donuts Network, my apologies, but he's checking in, and he says, we get our guests drunk. I think that's what happened to him when he was on the show.
Oh, yeah, they got into that too.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it today, Chicken. You're gonna have to take it over today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have to be host. Let's see your hosting skills today.
I'm hosting this. Well, can I start playing my drops too?
Yeah. All Silber's gay drops.
Yeah. He had some good ones in there. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
And it turned out to be gay.
Hey, there's our neighbor. I love that guy, by the way. Our neighbor Nick. He's upstairs. We should actually invite him in one day. He should come in now. He's in the snow. This
yeah,
guy's like 70 years old. He's 70 years old. He shovels the sidewalk all day long. He'll be out there 3-4 times in the day.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to be peeking his head in there. Is Anthony in there?
I never understood that. Like, when people go out there and shovel and make everything nice as it's still snowing, I'm like, dude, you're going to have to come out there in 10 more minutes and do it again. Like,
yeah.
Just wait till it's done.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I agree. I'm the same way. I wait for it all to fall, and then I'll go out there and shovel it.
But, absolutely.
But here in upstate New York, it's never over.
It's like one person's cleaning up, so that it's almost like mowing your lawn in the suburbs. You know, like one person mows the lawn, and the other person's got to mow their lawn to keep up with the Joneses. Yeah. That's how it is with snow. Like, I live in this neighborhood, and like everybody be out middle of the day. It's in a blizzard, and they're out to clean their driveways. I'm like, freaking morons, you're going to be out here all day long.
This guy's amazing, though. He's like in his 70s. And he's out there all day long doing his thing. And he's got great stories. And I told him, Nick, we got to get you on. And I was telling the story when we had the psychic on and we had a medium on. And when he came on, he was like, something's going on upstairs that these spirits aren't liking. So I made him listen to what he said. And he's like, oh, my God, he's talking about my mother. He was freaking out. It's so weird. So his mom's still upstairs. But he's an interesting dude. We got to hang out with him sometime.
I love hearing old stories. Me too. Oh, speaking of which, you know Stosh.
Yeah, of course.
You know, Stosh comes in the bar, like, was he in his 80s, brings, like, he buys a pizza, and he, like, brings it and hands it out to everybody at the bar.
I know that guy. Yeah. He comes, he hits the green onion a lot.
Yeah.
But by that time, I think he's hit a few bars, and he's only got, like, two slices of pizza left.
Yeah, we got talking one day, and I mentioned to him that question we had about the best 315, best ball player to come out of 315.
Yeah.
You know who he said?
Who?
His son.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Babiarz, who made it to the New York Knicks.
Yeah, he played with the Knicks for a minute. And he went over to Europe to play for a while, too. And
yeah,
he didn't make – in fact, it's funny you say that because I just saw a thing on Syracuse.com stating all the best basketball players from the area. A lot of them were Syracuse players, but there were a few Utica people that made that list. But their number one was keep forgetting about Danny Shays. Danny Shays was a huge NBA player for a long time, and Dolph Shays, and they're old school basketball. But anyways, Syracuse.com, there's a whole report on it. And I was going to share it to Malcolm's.
Yeah, he said that his other son is part owner of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. So I'm talking to this guy. I'm like, wow, this guy's got some great stories, man. Like,
wow.
But the family, and I remember when his son was trying to get in the NBA because I was hanging out with a kid from my high school, which is the reason why I'm a huge Boston Celtics fan. Their whole family were Celtics fans, and they kind of introduced me to basketball when I was a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
They were a huge push on getting him scouted for the Knicks. They sent letters and tapes and everything to help him get picked up by the Knicks. And I remember as a kid, I was like 7, 8 years old, hanging out and going to the Y, and remember them doing that.
Wow.
I was like, wow, holy crap.
A lot of talent coming out of this area. It was like the top 50 on Syracuse.com of all the greatest high school basketball players. There's some good ones, too. Dorsey Levins,
yeah.
Who won a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an amazing basketball player, not on top of football, too.
Oh, he was a basketball player?
Oh, too? Yeah, he was like in the top 10. He holds records at Nottingham High School or Jamesville, one of those two schools that he went to.
I still think he's probably one of the better backs to ever come out of Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because when you think of Green Bay, how many great running backs have they had?
Uh-huh. You know, amazing basketball player, too. Amazing. There's so many great ones. You know, a former guest of the show here at EC Radio, Dale Shackelford.
Yeah.
He was great. He made the top 10. He went on to play in Europe. And there's so many great players, too. And Andre Blythe, who was in the NBA for 13 years. And I mentioned Adonel Foyle, too. He was another one. Adonel Foyle. That man.
Oh, yeah.
He was huge, man. Do you remember him?
Literally
huge.
Yeah,
he was playing when I was in high school.
He was like 7'1", wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like 7 foot, right. And he was like 7 foot in high school when he was at Hamilton. He went to Hamilton.
Yeah.
Now he's a broadcast announcer for the Golden State Warriors, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's doing his thing, man. He's doing his thing. There was a lot of talented players, though. Check that out, Syracuse.com.
It's a good place to be a broadcast announcer these days.
We should want to throw that question out to everybody today. Who's the best high school basketball player from the area?
Sure.
That you can remember?
Yeah, because
I'm saying Adonel Foyle.
There's a lot of names I've never heard of.
Josh Wright was really good, too.
Yeah, I knew Josh.
He was a great high school basketball player. There were so many. Yeah, and you went to New York Mills.
New York Mills,
there's
a
ton of ball players from New York Mills. In fact, that's where Scott Babiarz went. It was New York Mills.
Yeah, that was a big, big, big basketball school.
And they've got championships, and they've been winning sectionals and champion for years.
Yeah.
Big school. Big school on basketball. And what class is that, like D?
Class D, yep.
Class D?
Yeah, 42 kids in my class.
42 kids?
Damn.
Yeah. And don't forget, Riskin, he went undefeated a couple years ago.
How many, right? That was another one for Riskin. Yeah. How many kids did you graduate with, Chicken?
I think my class was about 70.
Wow.
And we were one of the bigger classes.
Yeah.
Most of the other classes around there was probably like 65, 50, 65, something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, small school. And, you know, we grew up from element, you know, from kindergarten all the way up. So you know these people 13 years. You grew up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with these small schools, everybody knew everybody's business.
Right, exactly.
You know, you try being a gangster, like, you know, like, nah, man, I remember when you peed in your pants in third grade, you know?
Man, that's crazy. I moved my senior year of high school out to Las Vegas, graduated Green Valley High School in Henderson, Nevada. You know how many kids in my graduating class? Like 900.
Damn.
It was insane. The program was like pages and pages of kids' names. It was huge. It was a brand new school, too, at the time. So they were just kind of everybody in that neighborhood. It might even been more than 900. I'd have to look it up. Crazy. So you get 45 for you and 70 for you.
Yeah.
That's upstate New York. Well, Proctor graduates like maybe 600-700, right?
In fact, they brought New York Mills into Oriskany when George W. Bush came to the son came in to promote his father when he was running against Dukakis. They busted in a whole bunch of New York Mills kids into Oriskany because we didn't have enough people to fill the fill the gymnasium.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember that. It was the day after Halloween too, and the place was trashed. There was like shaving cream, eggs all over the school, toilet paper everywhere. I'm like, this is great.
Really?
Yeah.
Because W was there?
No, like it was the day after Halloween.
Oh, it was the day after Halloween. I got you. Gotcha. I thought maybe because W was there.
Oh, no. Well, had we known like how you would turned out, it would have been a different story.
Wow, crazy, man. It's snowing out there, man. It's not going to stop, too. Upstate New York, we're getting beat up. It's not like Stella, though. Stella was, like, the worst. Like, this was manageable. I drove down here, no problem.
Well, it's a steady snow. It's, like, all day. It's not coming down super fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Stella just came down so much all at once.
Yeah.
That you just couldn't keep up.
Dumped it.
It just locked
everybody.
Yeah, the
roads aren't too bad. You just take it slow.
Yeah. That's do you have four-wheel drive, Schnitt?
I do.
You do? And it's fun when you got four-wheel drive.
Yeah, right? I actually like. I love driving in the snow.
I feel like my balls get a little bit bigger when I put the four-wheel drive on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'll put the four-wheel drive on, and I'm putting that pedal down.
It's like I didn't snowball in my driveway until yesterday, so I had like 2 feet of snow in my driveway and a about three or four foot snowbank and putting a four-wheel drive. Just been driving over it for the past few days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, man, we're going to get a lot more snow, so I had to go out there, blow it out. Because otherwise, I wouldn't be moving.
Yeah.
I'd be staying still.
He lives in the frozen tundra of Forestport.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yep. So we get hit pretty good. And I'm right on the lake, so you get everything coming right off the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun, though. You know? I like putting in four-wheel drive, and nobody else can move, but you can just haul ass.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to stop, though. That's the disadvantages of living in upstate New York. But if you like it, I mean, everybody's loving this rain. If you're a skier, boom. All my skiing friends are psyched right now.
Yeah. Snowmobilers loving it.
Right. Snowmobiles loving it. I'm surprised Mega hasn't pulled up on a snowmobile yet, actually.
Old Forge has got to be loving this weather.
I wouldn't be surprised to watch him pull up on a snowmobile.
Yeah. Don't say his name. He will.
I know. I just said his name twice now. He just checked in a second ago. I seen it. Mega.
So I talked to Silbreth and Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And, they agreed to wear a GoPro for the Barden Mudfest.
Oh, cool. All right, cool. We got that coming up.
Yep.
In April. It's another event we're going to be tied up with, the Barden Mudfest. That's going to be a great time. They're both going to wear one?
They said they would. Both of them said they would. So if we have two, they will wear it.
Okay.
We might hear a lot of profanity and wheezing, but
that's fine. We expect that. It's the D.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what happens on the D. A lot of profanity and wheezing.
But it'd be really cool to see, like, you know, the POV version, you know, like have them go through all the obstacles and other people in front of them and behind them. You know what I mean? Just, I think it'd be really cool to see it.
What makes me nervous, though, Silbreth with a GoPro, I'm sure it's going to be up somebody's butt crack at one point.
No, you're probably going to see his wiener at some point. But I could just see him, like, going to take a piss and forget he's got the GoPro on.
Right.
Oh, he said just Williams.
Oh, just Greg. It's good, because chances are, you know, I'm sure that GoPro would be up somebody's butt.
So we'll never see Silbreth on the GoPro, though, because he'll always be behind Greg.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's true. But that's cool. That's going to be a great event. I'm looking forward to the Barden Mudfest. Every year, it's a barn burner. It really is. It's, there's so much going on. There's bands and food and celebration and just a get together. Everybody gets muddy. And
last year, Tori and I pretty much walked the entire event because like you brought us out to the middle of nowhere
and they left
and then,
you there.
And he leaves and takes the 4x4 and he leaves nice. And we're like, what the fuck? We're like, how do we get
work.
Back?
I had to work, man. I was working. So it's Z and Chicken. We're hanging out with Jay Schnitt today. You think we can ever get a Reuben James reunion?
You know what? Well, I would love to do that. Just, you know, just once.
Yeah?
I think one time will be enough.
One time?
Yeah, maybe someday.
I think so. I think it would be great, actually.
Yeah, I would. That would be a lot of fun.
How's my buddy Dom? He's out in Rochester, huh?
Dom's in Rochester, yeah. As far as I haven't talked to him in a while, but I think he's doing well. You know, he's married.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Got a great job.
Very cool. We've had some great times, man. The Reuben James and the ECU back in the day.
That was a lot of fun.
Last time you were on, did we play the commercial?
Yeah.
Right? We played the commercial with my buddy Tom Moore in it. That was good. We shot a commercial. They were doing a promotional video that Miller and Dominic put together of them playing at the ECU. It was maybe a release party or something.
It might have been.
It was something big. And actually, it was effective marketing, too. It worked.
Yeah, any little bit helps, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we did this commercial, and we were shooting it out in front of the EC, and all these old ladies come pouring out of Roger's coffee shop across the street, and they're all wearing red hats. It's the Red Hat Society.
Nice.
And they're hanging out in front of the coffee shop, and I think it was Dom or somebody who's like, we got to get them in the video. So they came over, and we all sat around and strummed songs and shot this commercial. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, and it turned out to be a great video. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love walking down memory lane.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and seeing your face, I see a lot of memories. We used to play hide and seek at the EC.
I remember that.
But for you, it's all like new experiences because you
made
never
out with
shit.
Shannon the bartender under the pool table during the hide and seek game.
Yeah.
that was fun. Remember Shannon?
Oh yeah, of course. She's tuning in right now. Maybe down the road. I don't know. You brought your guitar, though. You should play some songs, man.
Yeah?
We'll get you in the middle of it. I don't want to put you on the spot now. I'm sure. Let's take a break, and then we'll have you come back.
Strong.
Yeah, come back a little strong. Yeah. Right now, we're just chilling.
I got to say, I'm really excited. Ozzy Osbourne just announced that he's going to be playing at Lakeview Amphitheater. It's No More Tours 2.
The Prince of Darkness.
With Zakk Wylde on guitar.
Mr. Black Label himself.
The last time I seen Ozzy, the only time I've seen Ozzy outside of the Black Sabbath show that we went to, was for the No More Tours show back in, was it like
1995.
Was that when it was? It was like...
It was Korn. Korn played with
him. No, I was still in high school, so it was before 95. So it was like 92, 93-ish.
Oh, yeah.
I was like 15 years old. They played with Prong. They played with Prong up at the... I seen him in Albany.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I seen him up in Albany with Prong.
Yeah.
Great show. But Zakk Wylde was playing with him then, as before he branched off on his own. And...
Ozzy's still doing his thing. How old is he? 70?
Yeah, like 70.
He's got to be.
How many teleprompters is he going to use? What's the over-under on teleprompters on stage? I'm sure they're going to be spread out throughout the place.
Yeah, but do you think like he even needs them anymore?
Yes.
He's like...
Actually, he doesn't, because he would just make the crowd sing the lyrics now.
Yeah, just do that or just mumble.
Yeah, but he's been doing it for so long. It's like, you see Ozzy and you're like, man, this guy's an idiot. He can't talk. You watch the Osbournes, a TV show. He just seemed like he's retarded, you know? And then he gets out there and he performs, and he's great.
He is.
He's great. I mean, he went platinum in like almost 7 years old with Black Sabbath. It's the first time they've ever gone platinum.
Wow.
You got these 70-year-old dudes playing metal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's insane. That's how thirsty people are for good rock music. And the fact that,
I think they're also hungry for nostalgia factor, too. You got to factor in that.
And but the album was great.
Well, the album was great, absolutely. But it was just Black Sabbath's nostalgic factor.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
well,
like
that sells
Godfathers
shows.
Of heavy metal.
That sells shows, but not albums. You know what I mean? I guess a little bit for the albums, but, like, that album was really, really good. And well,
that's the one Rick Rubin did with him, right?
And Ozzy's Ozzy's been doing this shit forever. I think it's almost like autopilot for somebody like him.
Yeah.
You know, like that's where he's in his zone.
But he forgets his songs a lot, dude. He's 70 years old. He's just kind of...
Vince Neil forgets them.
Well, Vince Neil's an idiot.
He's too fat to sing them.
Right.
But when you got a guy like Ozzy still out there doing it like 70 years old,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, you've seen all these other younger guys, like Motley Crue's much younger, and they can't even hang anymore.
Right.
You got to give them props, and you got to go see it. That's a show you have to go see.
What kind of medical staff do you think he's bringing on the road with him? He's got to be. Like, oh, seriously. Sure. I'm sure there's got to be some sort of medical staff on hand. You know?
Oh, I'm sure there's
and local ambulances, of course, are going to be there. But they're, and he probably has, like, four or five caterers. Like, well, he's probably got it made.
He's probably on that, you know, Keith Richards program, you know, where they just, like, have him, like, sacrifice a virgin and, like, drink her blood, and, like, that's how they keep going.
Sold their souls for rock and roll. I know, Ozzy will probably outlive all of us.
It's insane that he's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, it is.
I mean, think about it. I mean, this guy, people have him pegged as, you know, mentally retarded, like, 10 years ago when he was doing the Osbournes, and then he goes on and, sells out stadiums after that, you know?
I always think he just burned himself out so much. Like, that's a severe case of burnout and he's drug abuse.
And you got to give a lot of credit to his old lady, though, for keeping everything together.
And he's lucky he's got her. If it wasn't for her, he'd be dead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He'd already be dead right now.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
And she's the brains behind the Ozzy operation. Oh, yeah. You know, like, Ozfest and all that. Which right. They said they are going to continue doing the Ozfest. Like, he's retiring from touring, but he's not retiring from putting out new albums and
music.
And I tell you, Osmosis in No More Tears are right up there with some of the best Ozzy albums I've ever heard. You know, like, I love Osmosis. I think that album is amazing. But, you know, like,
that's good.
You know, I go right from Blizzard, Diary, then I'd probably go to Osmosis.
See, mine's a Diary of a Madman. I love that album.
Great album. I mean, those.
It's my favorite.
Blizzard's a great album, too, though.
Yeah. They're all good.
It's, I guess I fell in love with Blizzard a little quicker, like, earlier in life. And then I discovered Diary. But you think of, like, Crazy Train, you know, I don't know, you know, like, there's tons of great tunes.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Ozzy fan.
We've noticed, chicken.
I know.
You want to take Ozzy's dick out of your mouth now?
No.
No,
you still want to keep it in there forever. I want to bite the head off. I'm pumped for this show.
No, it's going to be a fun show, and that's cool. That Lakeview's starting to announce all their concerts right now. Not all of them, but they also announced Poison and Cheap Trick. How is it that Cheap Trick is opening for Poison? How is that possible? Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Poison's a bigger fan base.
Yeah, but the longevity, though, Cheap Trick. But actually, in Cheap Trick, it's probably a no-brainer for Cheap Trick. They go, they really have to, all they got to do is set up, play, and go. You know what I mean? They don't have to worry about the whole, they're the headliner type of thing.
Who's going
to
sell more tickets, Cheap Trick or Poison? Poison.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he had.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Poison's, I think, had a bigger, broader audience, especially in the 80s.
Yeah, but Cheap Trick's got more hits.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've been around forever. Want you to want me. I mean, daddy don't, or mama don't, whatever it is. You know, they just, Surrender. That's the name of the song. Yeah, and then The Flame back in the 80s. And Poison had, what, three hits? Every Rose and Talk Dirty to Me, and then Nothing But a Good Time.
Was the other one Something to Believe In? Yeah, Unskinny Bop.
You call Unskinny Bop a hit.
It did well back then. I can't stand the song. I'm not a big fan of Poison altogether, but then he came back with the Rock of Love.
You know, that's not music, but that was great. That actually launched him into superstardom.
That's what I'm saying.
Banging every hot model that there possibly is out there.
And that's what I'm saying. It brought him back, so the more people know who he is, so it's more sellable.
Yeah.
You know, so Poison became a bigger thing again.
Yeah, that's true. I guess there's a bigger market.
Right, he's more of a celebrity. Like, because he went on his own. Bret Michaels went on his own for a while and was selling out shit.
I love Bret Michaels. I've worked with him. He's a great human being. But rooting for him to get another piece of ass is like rooting for the Patriots to win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, can Tommy's lead dick get any bigger? Yeah. You know, it's like, what? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, yeah, this guy nails anything he wants.
Right. Rock of Love was fun to watch, though. It was. But it kind of got out of hand after, like, the third season or whatever. Like, the first two seasons were good. They should have just stopped it after that.
Then they brought in Flavor Flav.
Right.
Who's like Mega? That's who Mega reminds me of. It's like a metal version of Flavor Flav.
Crazy. Were you into metal growing up at all, Schnitt?
No,
wasn't your thing.
That, no.
Who was your artist growing up? Who were you
listening to? I don't know. Like, when I was really young, I was listening to a lot of my dad's records.
Yeah.
A lot of prog rock.
Oh yeah, like Genesis and
Genesis, ELP, King Crimson.
Yes,
Gentle Giant, yeah, all those. So I still love all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was listening to, a lot of different stuff. You know, later on I got into the, you know, kind of the
folk stuff.
Was it that one band you got obsessed with?
I don't know. There wasn't... How's that for some radio silence?
No, I'm sorry. You kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking a little slow today. But there's not anybody I could really think of that, like... I mean, obviously Dylan is a huge, you know, first hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, weren't Highway 61.
You weren't like a fanboy for a certain artist growing up?
Not that I could remember, no. Nothing in particular. I was really big into jazz, you know, Miles Davis, Coltrane, all that stuff. Mm. I listened to a lot of that stuff because I played the trumpet. And so I thought I was going to be a horn player for a while. But
were you in jazz band in high school?
Yeah,
and stuff,
yeah, you know, I did that. That was my thing.
Uh-huh.
You
play a lot of instruments, though.
I play them. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't mean I know how to play them, but I play them.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Chicken, this guy's got like 14 albums, right?
18. Yeah, I don't. In between 15 and 20.
The dude will write an album there. And then he'll forget about it.
Solo, right? Because you're not. Did you do anything with like Reuben James? Or?
Reuben James put out two. I think we put out two full length and then one EP. Or was it three? Two or three albums Reuben James put out.
And you guys were a band before Reuben James too, right?
They were Miller's Mills. Oh, okay. Yeah, and then when I joined the band, we changed over. And
oh, you're the Reuben.
Yeah.
Now, where did you get the name Reuben James?
It came from an old ship, U.S. ship that got shot down. And there's an old song, an old folk song, traditional American folk song called the Good Reuben James. Like Woody Guthrie played it. It's one of those tunes.
Yeah.
And so we got the name from that.
It was like the logo, too, of the headless president.
Yeah, the Nixon.
Headless Nixon.
That was a good logo.
That was a very good logo. Did you do another one with the Archipelagos?
The Archipelagos actually never put out an album.
No?
Unfortunately. And hopefully I'll get to record those songs. I still want to use those songs for a record. And I loved that band. I thought we were doing some really cool stuff.
Yeah, you were.
So I'm gonna try to put something together soon.
You and Miller always had great chemistry, man.
Yeah.
There's something about you two together. You had like there was a comfort zone with you two up there.
Yeah, it's always great. We've been recently playing a little bit more together. You know, he doesn't play much these days.
Right.
But
he's busy.
He's come and sat in with me for, you know, a small set or something if I'm doing a show, and that's, you know, playing some of the old stuff. That's been fun. Yeah. So hopefully he continues to do that. But I'm gonna put together a new band soon. We've been talking about it with some members of the Archipelagos, Matt Wagner and
oh, cool.
Brian Primo. And I got a possible drummer, but we'll see how that goes. And probably along the lines of Archipelagos, you know, kind of doing some of that weird.
Wasn't weird. It was very like alternative. I liked what you guys were doing.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Stuff.
You know,
yeah, it was very cool.
Doing some different time signatures and, you know, getting it. I guess that's kind of the prog rock in me coming out, you know.
Good.
But
you got to keep within your heart, man.
Yeah,
right?
You know.
Keep within your influences.
And, you know, it's nice to get after playing the acoustic, you know, by myself on stage for song. You know.
How long you been doing that?
I've been doing that forever, you know, 15 years.
15 years, yeah.
Landed you in a movie.
What's that?
Landed you in a movie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm in that movie. I'm on IMDb. You can find me.
Yeah.
Wait, what movie?
What's it called?
Falling.
Really?
They filmed it in town.
I was an extra, and he was in there playing. I had to sit at the Green Onion at a bar, pretend I was drinking, and while he was playing.
Yeah. In the credits, it says Jay Schnitt as himself. It's pretty killer.
What's the movie
I played myself
about?
In a movie.
What's the movie
I don't
about?
Know. It's kind of like a ghost movie, love story type of thing.
The guy that played Stryker on the X-Men.
Yep, he stars in it.
He stars in it. I forgot his name. And then
something.
And he's been in something else too recently.
He was in Mad Max.
Yes, that too. And then also, I think he was in the Logan movie too. He might have been in it.
I think he was. Yeah.
But then Paul Sorvino came to town for that meeting for that movie
Paul,
too.
Paul Sorvino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Paulie from Sopranos.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was in town for, I guess he was in that movie
too.
Yeah,
he was in the movie. One of the girls from Orange is the New Black was in it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's a good movie. I don't know if it's officially like released yet. I think they've been doing post-production on it for a while.
Oh, really?
And
that's like
I think
2 years
were,
ago.
Yeah, And I think they've been entering it into some festivals and stuff.
Really?
So hopefully we'll see it out soon.
I thought they're coming out with a sequel, actually. I thought I read that, too.
Yeah, they might be.
I can't view this movie anywhere?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know.
I don't think I'll
search. I don't think it's up on any sites yet. I think they're mainly shopping a festival. The last time I saw the producer, Goland, he was saying they got it into some festivals. And that wasn't that long ago. So
they said that they wanted a hockey rink. They wanted to film in a hockey rink. So they used the Whitestown Rec Center. But they as soon as they landed, it was during the whole craze of the Comets when they were going to the finals. They landed like, holy shit, in like 2 seconds, we realized this is a Comets town. Like everything was Comets. But I think one of the girls that was working on the movie is Barry Sinnott's sister.
Oh, Emily. Is Emily's project? Okay, yeah. Now it's all coming back to me now.
Yes, and she's the one who told them to come to Utica.
Yeah, her husband was the producer, writer.
Is that okay? Her husband, okay.
Yeah. They're fantastic. They're doing some cool things, huh?
Yeah, they're great, and they're living out... Oh, where the heck are they living? I don't remember. Lithuania? Nah, somewhere on the other side of the world.
Uh-huh. Really?
Where they can make movies and stuff. It's a good movie town, I suppose.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, they're fantastic. It's always great to see them.
Very, very cool.
They're in town.
It's cool. I guess they got, you know, for a budget, they looked and see how much it was going to cost, and they came to Utica, and she's like, we could do it way cheaper. And they did. Like, it was so much cheaper to come to Utica.
That's awesome.
Which would be awesome. I would love to see more movies come out here.
And she didn't forget where she came from.
No.
Right. I love that. I think they keep coming back every so often, too.
Yeah, yeah, they're awesome. Back every few months. I see them.
That's super cool.
It is.
Yeah. And I played myself in a movie.
How hard was that?
I had one line.
Yeah? What was the line?
It was, thank you. And then I walked off stage. I nailed it on the first take.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
It's your calling.
Did you practice?
Yeah, I was outside pacing, you know. Where? I can't remember. Rehearsing my line.
I love you all. You slip in your Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah. I would love to see this movie now. And where was it filmed? All throughout Utica?
Yeah. So my scene was at the Green Onion.
Okay.
There's some pub scenes, but yeah, they filmed it all over Utica.
Like I said, Whitestown Rec Center, and then there was a few other. I want to say like the roasting company they went to.
And did they?
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Something like that. They did a few.
Yeah.
Few other locations. I forget where at too. There's a few other ones, but I can't remember exactly where.
Huh. Falling, the name of it is. Excellent. We need to have more movies produced in Utica because the architecture in this town is incredible.
Oh yeah, it's great, and there's so many, you know, empty, incredible buildings that could be used for whatever you want them to, you know.
Well, they filmed
a little
good
imagination
with Robert De Niro. They filmed that up in Inlet.
Oh yeah,
they did a little bit. Which you think about that too? Yeah. I mean, there's so much like woods and nature.
They just did that movie what was it, Little Falls, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
John
that's
Krasinski.
Right.
Yeah, with. We need more movies in the area. It's cool. I mean, people are starting to look in this direction, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like it is.
I mean, you're seeing more
We need
homes,
to open open our arms and welcome it in more, you know what I mean?
Even in Syracuse, they were producing a few movies out of there, too. And there was, like, one of those actors who was producing, he had, like, a warehouse.
Oh, Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, did that ever happen?
I don't know what happened. I think he withdrew out of that.
Did he?
I think something happened with that. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think that's active right now.
There's so many talented videographers out in the area, too, I'm sure. You know, like AO. AO's out there producing a movie every day, I feel like.
Well, yeah, I mean, SU, I mean.
And SU, yeah. You know, like, AO, SU, now we sound like an RG. Right? No, but and then Matisowski's another one. Like, he's out there. He's an amazing video photographer,
yeah,
like
photographer.
All that. And we can't forget about Todd, of course.
I was just gonna say, our boy Todd.
We can't forget about Todd. And there's more. Alex Moore out there, Yellow House Media. He's another one out there doing it. He's got a new movie coming out, 27 Matches. That's coming out pretty soon. There's more, too. There's just a lot of people out there doing the video thing. It's great.
And, you know, nowadays you got the internet and things like that. You don't have to be in New York City. You know what I mean? Like, or L.A. or any of these places. You know what I mean? Like, you could do it pretty much anywhere as long as you got the means, you know?
Yeah. And the benefit of being in Utica, you know, it's the cost of living here is, you know, so cheap.
Yeah.
So you're able to pursue these things and invest maybe a little extra money and you know.
There was a thing going on with one of the psych centers or the prisons up there, up by Marcy, that was up for sale. And I'm like, what a great thing for a movie studio. You know what I mean? Go in there. You can set up your sets and everything right there in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about people seeing you, you know, leaking everything out. Right. I think it would be perfect. You know, you go in there, you buy the prison. You got everything you need. You want prison stuff? You want whatever. You can make your own, build your own sets there.
Yeah.
Be perfect.
Yeah. Sure, there's like a gymnasium and an auditorium in it, and, you know, even a backyard and the lot, and there's different scenes you can make. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's how many? There's an empty prison around here, right? What's the empty one around here?
I think it was up in Marcy.
Marcy?
I think that was when I seen that was for sale. Marcy or, yeah, I think it was Marcy that was for sale. It was a few years ago, so mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal is with it now, but I was like, man, this would be a perfect, you know, lot for movies, you know?
Yeah, it would, man. I'm out of it today, chicken.
Yeah, you are.
I am out of it today.
You drinking a yerba mate?
I am. I do got my yerba mate, but what do you feel? You feel like playing a couple songs for us?
Yeah, I can do
Maybe we'll take a break and we'll come back and have Jay play a few songs for us. And
sure.
Yeah. You still gigging around town? You doing a lot of gigs? You got any gigs you want to plug before we...
Yeah. You know, I've been playing out of town a lot, mostly.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, Rochester and Syracuse coming up. I was just out in Vermont. But this Saturday, I'll be at the Tram opening for... we got Dan Byrne coming to town, which is really special. He's huge in the kind of singer-songwriter world.
Yeah.
He's done a lot. I've been listening to him for, you know, 10 years. Huge influence on my music. So it's cool to get him to Utica. I opened up for him a few months back in Buffalo. And I was able to meet him, and so that's been super cool. So that's at the Tram on Saturday, limited seating. It's going to be a private event. Tickets are for sale. They're $20 before the show. So
cool.
Yeah, it might sell out soon.
By the way, you knocked it out of the park at the Tramiversary.
Oh, thank
you. Staley. How was it playing on that stage?
It was cool. I mean, you know, it went by so quickly. It was hard to, you know, really take it in. But,
yeah.
You know, so just like any other thing, you just went out and played a tune, get the hell off stage.
Yeah.
You know?
Can you play that tune?
Yeah.
I like that song a lot. It's a good jam, Schnitt.
John, do I have any other gigs? I know I have other stuff coming up, but yeah, I think it's mostly out of town. But you know, you can check out the website or my Facebook, and that's where I post all the gigs and stuff. But it's tough, you know. This town's not easy for what I do.
No, it isn't. It's a small, you know, the
type
market.
Of, type of stuff I do is, you know, it's a lot of rejection.
It's all good, bro. And you keep doing it, though.
Yeah, keep doing it.
Hey, keep.
I think
keep
what's worse
along.
Than the rejection is indifference. You know,
right? There's a lot of that going on in this town.
But you know, being all original and just, you know, I don't have any gimmicks. It's just me and a guitar and a harmonica, yeah. You know.
Well, this is why we give you this platform.
Yeah, this is great.
Over here, man. You know, you don't have to be out in a club doing it. This is why we brought the EC to the podcasting right. world, you know, and showcase all the great talent in our area and beyond. You know,
still got UC and good music.
UC and good music, absolutely, man. Well, we're missing Jägermeister, but I don't need any of that right now. You guys hang out. It's EC Radio. We're going to be right back with Jay Schnitt.
Thank you for calling the EC Radio Attitude Adjustment Line. Press 1 if you need a good slap in the mouth. Press 2 if you need a stern verbal lashing. Press 3 if you need a timeout. Press 4 to respond to the voices in your head. Press 5 if you need to talk to your mom. And if this is an actual emergency, please hang up and call someone who gives a shit.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
Hey, it's Adeline Van Dyke from Coldwell Banker Faith Properties in Utica. I always get asked, why do I love real estate? It's very simple. I love my clients. I love every single thing about helping them find or sell their home. Making sure the home is solid and ready for sale or solid and ready for the buyer's inspection. To making sure that they're getting the best rate on their mortgage. Making sure they're getting the best price on their house. You know, just everything involved in the sale is vital. My absolute favorite part of real estate is when a buyer walks into the house they're going to buy. I can feel it before they even know they're loving the house. It's just that obvious. So I'd love to experience that feeling with you. So give me a call. Adeline Van Dyke, Coldwell Banker, Faith Properties, 315-404-6431. Or you can find me on Facebook or visit my website at centralnewyork.com/Adeline. Thank you. And I look forward to welcoming you home.
When it's your hard-earned money on the line that you are investing into a home, it makes sense to choose a proven professional to assist you in making one of the biggest investments you may ever make. Josh's dedication of over 20 years to the home construction industry allows him to bring knowledge and experience to your doorstep. That means you can feel confident and comfortable with his service to you. Past clients love his attention to detail and thorough written reports. By allowing priceless inspections to help you make a well-informed decision concerning your property, you will find that a quality inspection is priceless. Follow Priceless Inspections on Facebook or call 315-525-8725. In the Mohawk Valley, for the best real estate service, you gotta have faith. Coldwell Banker Faith Properties, 315-735-2222 or www.centralnyhomes.com.
Never you mind what I'm making. You should spend some time taking a personal inventory of what you're doing for the betterment of society.
EC Radio might not be suitable if you suffer from the following symptoms.
Daddy issues, irritable bowel syndrome, hypothermia, enlarged prostate, victim of a lost testicle, resting bitch face, slut shaming, a millennial suffering from social disorders, 80-year-old woman with osteoporosis, condescending listening face, arachnophobia, elephantitis, involuntary Tourette's, cocaine cold sore, sperm retention, Bell's palsy, high level of douchiness, unbalanced equilibrium, tinnitus, earwax buildup, and acidic vaginal discharge.
Thanks, everybody.
Yo, law infidels, that's right, it's Hacker Hameen.
This is Al Schneer from the band Mo.
Hey, this is Corey Glover from Living Color.
And you're listening to EC Radio.
And you're listening to EC Radio.
Live on EC Radio with the Z-Man. So take the pizza out of your fat moron mouse. Sit back and listen before I give you a $5 face slap. You'll never forget, infidels. Yo, law.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you'll support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
We're back, baby. How you doing? Z, Chicken, Jay Schnitt, we're here live on EC Radio. Like our new Facebook page, we got EC Radio on Facebook. We also have our new Disruption Network Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram, and you can follow us on the all-new website, DisruptionNetwork.net, as well as you can find all of us on Google Play and iTunes.
And we should tell people to, we no longer have the phone app, so you might want to delete that.
Oh, right. Yes, that would be a good idea to mention it, huh?
Yeah, because we are coming out with a new app soon. It's not out yet. So if you try going on to the Disruption Network's phone app, you're not going to get Disruption Networks.
Right.
So a friend just brought that to my attention. I totally forgot about that.
Me too. I keep forgetting about it.
So, yeah, you could probably delete that, and then we will be coming out with a new app very soon.
Yes, very soon. So I got to give some love and respect out to my boy Peter Barone, too, who's been helping us out with the website. Our website right now is a little bit of work in progress. We got to add some more stuff on there, but Pete really turned it over really quick for us. So it's really cool to have my lifelong friends help me out on this journey, and it's comforting to know I got support from old school friends. You know what I mean?
Oh, and absolutely.
Pete, I love you so much, man, and thanks for all that you're doing for us here around the D and everything you've done through for me throughout my life, man. The kid's always taking good care of me, so much love and respect to my boy Pete Barone, and CNY Creative Concepts is the name of his company, and also
he gets a bell.
Ellinger's House of Vacuum Cleaners, too. He also does that, too, so if you need a vacuum cleaner over there in Yorkville, by the old Captain Trips used to be over there, and Holland Farms and Hall of Frames is also over there in that way, our boy Tommy Napoli. So if you need a vacuum cleaner, go check out Ellinger's House of Vacuums. Jay Schnitt is hanging with us today, buddy. I'm glad you came. Thanks for braving the snow, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's great to be here.
If people can see what it is like outside, because we do have a lot of people that listen to us from out of state, and they're like, haha, we're all warm, and you're not. It's all good. You're going to play a couple songs for us, right?
Yeah, I'll do a few.
Bail me out today as I'm under the weather. So what's the name of this one?
Let's see. Let's do this is off that that Sammy nominated record, the political thing.
Awesome.
This is called
I made a deal with the devil, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. But that's the parenthesis. It's also called The True Story of How I Became a Folk Singer. The official title is Justin Bieber, Donald Trump, and Me.
Interesting.
Hopefully it makes sense when you hear the song. Is that coming through? Is that good?
Yeah.
In this great big world, everyone's looking for answers, looking for a handout, maybe second chances. Work your fingers to the bone, got bills to pay, nothing to show. All that school learning got you a student loan. There ain't no way up and no way out, just trying to be a good productive member of society. You might as well be a lowdown cutthroat criminal, rob that banker, cheat the casino. Yeah, it ain't no better, it ain't no less than all them bigwig hotshot rich and famous. Some people call it talent, some people call it luck. Well, me, I know well enough, you can't make a deal with God. If you wanna get what you want, you gotta head down to the crossroads and get in trouble, and then you make a deal with the devil. We've all got Bieber fever, James Dean, Trump's on that TV, Rush on the radio, billionaire, CEO, politician, banker. It don't matter when or where, they've all got a secret. How you think they got there? Some people call it talent, some people call it luck. Well, me, I know well enough, you can't make a deal with God. If you wanna get what you want, you gotta head down to the crossroads and get in trouble, and then you make a deal with the devil. So I grabbed my things, I grabbed my guitar, yeah, I grabbed a pickaxe and some voodoo charms. Went to the corner, gave it a shot, and I met with the devil. But all I got was this lousy Iron Maiden t-shirt. He taught me three chords. I said, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? He said, tough shit, son, it's all you're getting. You might as well become a folk singer. Now you know some people call it talent, some people call it luck. Well, me, now I know better, yeah, and I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna play these three chords loud and clear, Lord. I went straight home and I learned this song. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord? By and by, there's a better home awaiting. Unless you made a deal with the devil like Justin Bieber, Donald Trump, and me.
Nice, buddy.
That's awesome.
Thanks, man.
That was a great one. Now, how many songs on this new record?
Well, that one, there's only eight. It's actually the fewest tunes I've ever put on a record. But yeah. The one I just put out, I will have the hard CDs on Saturday, but it is up on the website for download, and it'll be up on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff in a couple weeks. It takes a few weeks for them to
and give everybody the address of the website.
Oh, www.jschnitt.com.
Spell that, please.
J-S-C-H-N-I-T-T.
Yes.
It's an N.
We'll spell
not an M.
N. Schnitt.
Two T's.
Two T's. Tit.
Two T's.
You want to play a couple more for us?
Sure. I'll do one off the new one.
You're saving me tonight, today. Right. You are absolutely saving me today. I need some more therapy.
I think I need pistachio cake.
Jay Schnitt, everybody.
This is off the... So the new record's called The Crooked Line of Birds. We got away from the politics a little bit on this one. It's a little more personal. That's not quite right, but whatever. It's close enough for folk music. This is entertaining for all you listeners out there. All right, good enough. Let's
it's not quite right, but this is a song called Kings of Evolution.
Crooked line of birds beneath their bleached, unbroken sky. Before they finally heard a voice reaching out across the wire. Just like kings of evolution shivered once, then flew away. Like a mystic train, it took a lot of time to get that way, but then gone in just a moment. And you might blame it on the favors of the Lord. And you might blame it on the phases of the moon. And you might call on faith or call on unbroken truths. You'll never know for sure. Good night, Ohio, and good night, my sweet little one. I recall the night you left, retrace my steps to the open door. It took a lot of time to fall in love, but then gone in just a moment. And you might blame it all the favors of the Lord. And you might blame it on the phases of the moon. And you might call on faith or call on unbroken truth. You'll never know for sure. Sometimes I wave my arms just to remind myself I'll never fly. Doesn't matter what you find, it only matters that you look. And I'm sick of falling down, so I relinquish our crown of evolution to that crooked line of birds. You might blame it on favors of the Lord. And you might blame it on phases of the moon. And you might call on faith or call on unbroken truths. You'll never know for sure.
Thanks, man. So that's on the new album there. I should say that the records aren't just me and a guitar. There's other stuff going on.
And you playing every instrument?
Yeah, I play everything except the drums. Ben Salzman, incredible drummer, helps me out with that.
Where do you do your recording?
I do my recording up next door to Pizza Classic. Bev's, you know that store?
You're still over there?
I'm on the third floor. I make all my stuff up there. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
For a while, you were at Pizza Classic.
Yeah, I was up there, but now I got a. He kicked everybody out of there, but he was. Tom's a great guy.
And yeah, absolutely. He, big ups to Tom Torres.
He had this space next door, and so I have a whole third floor in this old building, and it's awesome. So
you were up there for years, though.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. It was fun when we were all up there at once. There was like six or seven different bands all
at
once.
It was fun, but annoying as hell when you're trying to record a record, man.
Well, it was annoying when you had the death metal kids locked up in the far corner.
They would play for like 45 seconds, and then they'd stop, and you'd be like, all right, I guess they're done.
And then
like, you could record for about 10 minutes, and then... for like 5 seconds. It was like, at least play a full song, man. You're driving me nuts.
It's funny because we were at the Animal Jam a couple, when was it, back in October, Animal Jam, mm-hmm. and one of the kids is like, hey, man, do you remember we were the kids that were buried in the back corner at Pizza Classic? And I'm like, oh, my God, that was you guys. You guys used to drive me crazy. But it's cool. They're all grown up now.
Oh,
all right. Not the high school death metal band.
You still doing death metal?
Well, then now they're the college death metal band. So. At 28 years old.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jay Schnitz with us. Continue on, brother. Let's play some more music.
All right,
you're saving me today. You're saving my my voice today.
We'll do that Dylan Went Electric talking blues tune that people seem to dig these days. How's it go? That's a question. There's a lot of words in this one. I gotta remember how it is. Let's try that intro again. Way back in the summer of 65, Bob Dylan got bored and maybe a little tired of picking and strumming on stage all alone. He put a band together, just wanted to play a little rock and roll. He still wanted to say stuff, he just wanted to say it a little louder. Yeah, and that right there was when the end got started. The fans started booing, they didn't like it louder, and the whole wide world started to lose their minds. Even Pete Seeger picked up an axe and tried to put an end to the whole goddamn thing. You know, we would have been better off if he had. Dylan went electric in 1965, and the world went insane, now we're all gonna die. Something, I don't know the reason why, it's all cause Dylan went electric in 1965. And the band didn't stop, they took the show on tour, they kept getting louder, used more and more electricity to drive the ramps to get where they were going. They used all of the gas, well, most of it, some enough, it put us over the edge. You know, oil don't grow on trees, man, that's why there's war in the Middle East. They got so loud they heard it in Washington. They said, where's all that noise coming from? A racket like I never heard before. What's making all them kids so sore? Somebody better call the cops. Send in the National Guard, shut them all up. Remind them what it means to be American. And then crate them up, maybe ship them all off to Vietnam. Don't even bother opening the crates. Finally we got some peace and quiet. Cause Dylan went electric in 1965, and the world went insane, now we're all gonna die. And every single war we've ever had to fight, it's all cause Dylan went electric in 1965. Now, unfortunately, one night in Wichita, Dylan's amp developed a peculiar flaw, transimolecular transmodification, which in turn produced a lethal amplification. And by the time they got to like a Rolling Stone, they'd blown a hole straight through the ozone. Now, that's some real science shit. True facts. Read a book. Yeah, and the thump of the bass, it created a reaction chain, pushed some air on down to 5th and Main, where it created a kind of sonic whirlpool. Started growing, get bigger then soon, the whole dang thing got out of hand. Started gaining power all across the land, yeah, it sucked up all that CO2, and then by subterranean homesick blues, the whole thing finally gave out and blew. Sending chemicals and gases into the air, eventually destroying our atmosphere. Global warming, climate change, scientists keep saying it's you and me. You gotta go back to the source, man. Thanks a lot, Dylan. Dylan went electric in 1965, and the world went insane, now we're all gonna die. Hurricanes, floods, melting of the polar ice, it's all cause Dylan went electric in 1965. This is my favorite verse. When Donald Trump was a kid, he got invited to a show, but he said he was busy, he declined to go. Said he had better things to do, you know, get peed on, sniff some glue. But when he heard he had missed such an epic event, he felt left out and had to put in his own 2 cents. He said, Bob Dylan, so overrated. Sad.
Yeah, but from that point on, an idea started forming. The one gear that worked in his head started turning. He just couldn't shake it out of his head. 51 years later, finally stood up and said, if they let Dylan get away with that, and all I've been doing is talking shit. Seems like folk here ain't too choosy. Think I can go out and grab some presidential votes. Seems like they'll let you get away with anything round here if you do it loud enough. Dylan inspiration. And Dylan went electric in 1965, and the world went insane. Now we're all gonna die. Now we've a whiny man, baby, as our president 45, all cause Dylan went electric in 1965. Alright, there's one more verse. So if you've been wondering where things went wrong, I think it's safe to say it all leads back to that time Dylan picked up a Stratocaster for the first time. Unintended consequences of speaking your mind. But we made pie charts, spreadsheets, double-checked the facts, performed interviews, and it all leads back to the Newport Folk Festival 1965. We got a man in a snowmobile outfit here. I didn't even mention ExxonMobil, Enron, Citizens United, Huckabee Sanders, Skinny Jeans. David Bowie died, Tom Petty died, Prince died. Dylan's still alive. Coincidence? I don't think so. So if you want to blame someone for the state we're in, I say we might as well blame Bob Dylan. It's alright, he can take it. And anyway, it's easier than blaming ourselves. And Dylan went electric in 1965, and the world went insane. Now we're all gonna die. Taking responsibility, ah yeah right, I'll just blame Dylan going electric in 1965. Dylan went electric in 1965.
Dude, that's a lot of words to remember.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow, how did you do it?
I don't know, I've sung it enough now where it's just... But I've been changing him up a little bit. It's been fun to switch up the words on that guy.
Well, when you got a guy with a snowmobile suit just come walking in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that kind of threw you off a little bit.
That's
right. I really hope that was Mega. Otherwise, I'm going to be really freaked out.
Dylan, so who wrote that? Is that a Bob Dylan song?
No, that's my song.
Oh, that's your song. Yeah. Okay. I love the...
Yeah, it's on the last record there.
It's not,
the
very Dylan-like.
Yeah, I mean, it's about Dylan, so I felt like it'd be appropriate to kind of do it in a...
It's got that Arlo Guthrie feel to it,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, you know, a lot of guys did that kind of style.
Right.
So, and I'd never done one of those before.
Now, that's on the last record, too?
That's on the How to Be Happy About the End of the World, the political album there. That's not on the most recent one.
Okay. What do you got? What else you got for us?
Oh man, you're just ripping through, man.
It is back on.
Man,
I don't think so. I don't know. We might have met once or twice before. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. we're kind of cruising through the whole thing over here. You're saving me today, Schnitt, because I am totally like not feeling it today. Under the weather and. Relax, pal. Christ. I'm in no mood for him today.
You did say his name three times.
I did. I know. It's my own fault. I did say it. I did say your name.
He's the only one getting around the city nicely.
I know.
Yeah, I came by to see if you needed a ride, Bart.
Yeah, remember last time you tried to give me a ride, he dogged me on that. Anyways, let's play another one. You're saving me today.
All right, man. What am I going to play here?
White Sheets.
White Sheets.
I love that song.
You want me to do White
That's my favorite White Jay Schnitt, Ryan Miller song. Or is that just the Jay Schnitt song?
That's a Jay Schnitt song.
Okay. Okay, that's my favorite White Jay Schnitt song.
Let's see here.
I watch these fingers trace a telltale curve of an old embrace, losing my nerve upon her milky face, forgetting the words and trying to erase the moment he came on the white sheets. The white sheets will never look the same, and the shadows you cast on the wall are
starting to turn the best of what's to come at the taste of her mouth, all cigarettes and rum. The tangled parade, our silhouettes become as they're marching upon her white sheets. Her white sheets will never look the same. The shadows you cast on the wall, etched in echoes, burnt in bedclothes, thrown over stains on her white sheets. Her white sheets you wrap round a frame of bodies and bones and beds on fire, entwined in a pose of picturesque desire and motion of legs growing bold and strange until the moment he came on your white sheets will never look the same, man. The shadows you cast on the wall, etched in echoes, burnt in bedclothes, thrown over stains on her white sheets. Her white sheets will never look the same. I watched her fingertips tracing the curves all around her hips, retracing the movements of my own two lips, retracing the steps in my milky mind as I'm buried alive in her white sheets will never look the same, and the shadows you cast on the wall, etched in echoes, burnt in bedclothes, thrown over stains on her white sheets.
What's that song about?
Oh, that's about a girl cheating on me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's her name? Let's call her out.
Oh,
come on, I'm not going to do that. Come on.
No, that's all right.
Otherwise, the song would have been named after her.
Yeah. Her yeah, you know what? I usually do that. I just put the name right in there, you know.
Her name is Kelly White Sheets.
She's indigenous, huh?
Yeah.
She's from the reservation. So, is she from the reservation? Kelly White Sheet. Yeah, man. Nice. So let's plug your gigs again, upcoming gigs you got.
All right. Well, I got the Tram on Saturday with Dan Byrne, who's, like I was saying, a legendary songwriter. And he's done a ton of stuff. He's also an author. He wrote a lot of the... Remember that movie Walk Hard?
John yes.
C. Reilly? He wrote all the music for that movie. And he's put out a ton of albums. He'll be the main show I'm opening up. What else I got? I'm out of town mostly coming up, Syracuse and Rochester and a bunch of other stuff. If anybody wants to book me, hit me up. Because, I do play, I get down on myself, you know. I play a lot more than most people do, but it's still, you know.
I feel like you're playing a lot.
I get frustrated. You know, I'm not playing as much as I'd like. But like I said, it's tough doing what I do, you know. Singer-songwriter gig.
That's living in Utica, though, makes it more efficient because you can travel. Because it's centrally located.
I'm centrally located. It's cheap to live here. I got my studio. I can make as many records as I want, you know, for nothing. And it's definitely conducive to my writing and stuff like that. So
I think you just brought up a good point about that, too, though. A lot of people are like, oh, Utica, you know, like, but you are in travel distance to, like, Rochester, Buffalo, New York City.
Buffalo, even the city, even Boston, and, you know, you can
Vermont,
head up north to Canada.
You can hit Philly Vermont. In 5 hours, New Jersey. Like, it's really centrally located.
That's nice. Nothing's too far, really, you know.
Right.
And so it's nice to get out there, you know. I've been trying to play a lot more. I've been trying to get more opening gigs for bigger artists and stuff like that, and that's been pretty successful. And also kind of playing these listening rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my stuff, it's not always most conducive to, you know, sitting in the corner. I'll do it for the paycheck, you know, but sitting in the corner of the bar, because, you know, I'm not playing stuff people know, and a lot of times that's what they want, which is understandable. But if anybody wants to support some you know, original music.
Independent.
You know, indie original. I'm trying to do it. So,
what type of gigs do you generally play, though? Like, is it bar gigs or is it
It's some bar dinner? Gigs. It's some, you know, coffee houses types things. I've been doing a lot of kind of like these listening kind of rooms, you know, house concerts, kind of
songwriter circle.
Yeah, songwriter circles. You know, you can kind of tell stories. People are there to see a show and listen to your words and your music. And I just played one up in Saranac Lake last weekend. It was great. You know, about 50 people there. I got a standing ovation. It was something I really needed. You know, sold
Good
a bunch
you,
of records.
You,
you know, because I've been discouraged. It's, you know, this job gets discouraging a lot of the time. You know. And but it's things like that kind of keep you going.
Is this your only gig?
What's that?
Is this your only gig? Do you have another job?
I work part-time doing some other things, a bunch of other things.
But, yeah, you'd rather be doing music, though.
Yeah, so, you know, this is about half my income. You know, so I also need it to eat.
We gotta eat.
So, you know.
We got a few people checking
in. So buy my records and stuff like that if you want to. Or you can listen to them for free on the website, you know, stream them. And if you like it, you know. Throw me, I think it's like a minimum $4 or $5 to buy the record. And then if you want to pay more, you can pay more.
Oh, that's cool.
You know? That's cool. It's cheap.
Affordable. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Who's checking in?
We got Robbie Danger. Says, you guys rock. Not going to let a little snow cancel the show.
Robbie, thank you, man. I'm glad to see you're feeling better, man.
Our boy Fritz checking in, says cheers.
Hey, Fritz.
And then Alex Alsheimer checking in, says fucking mega.
Alex.
And then Mike Brockway says nice.
Went to high school with Alex.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because you're on camera.
Duh. Man.
Mega just downloaded the app after we tend to delete it.
Yeah.
You can delete the app now.
You can delete the app now. After I just made you download it, now you can delete it. We'll be having a new Disruption Network app really soon. Thanks.
Yes, we will.
Really, really soon we'll have a new app.
It's under works, but... yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to some of the guys checking in, man.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Love and respect all around. Thank you for...
Alex has got to come back on one of these days.
Whenever Alex is ready, man, tell Alex, too. Robbie, too, if you're out there listening, too. Robbie, hit us up, man. You could come on.
And Robbie, it's good to see you doing well, brother.
Yes. Hit us up. Jay, you want to play another song?
Sure. No, I'll do it. I'm going to do an older song.
He's like, are you guys paying me for this?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, listen, I just got through my broke musician spiel.
We'll throw him a tip jar.
I can't get this thing over my head.
The tip counts.
I should have probably took these off. Today,
Don't worry. It's not like you're on
camera.
It's
a confusing Wednesday for me. Holy cow.
Tell you and me both, brother.
What's happening? Now I can't get this.
You and me both.
There you go. I'm all screwed up over here.
It's almost like a butt end of a joke.
It looks like
Darth
Vader.
How many musicians does it take to set up a microphone or a harmonica stand?
Where'd I put my pick? There it is. Yeah, this is an older tune, but
he's going all in, dude. The harmonica now. Look at this.
Yeah, this is a song called. I'll tell the story about the song. Right? I've been enjoying telling the stories.
It's like storytellers.
Yeah. I love it. I love this type of stuff, man.
I do too.
I like to know about the meats and potatoes of the song. Yeah. You know, like where
it
came from.
I never used to do that. You know, and on stage and stuff, I would just play the songs. I don't know, the talking part of it I was never comfortable with, but I've been having a lot of fun with it lately.
Cool.
It's been fun.
I think for what you do too, like when you go to a rock concert, you don't want to hear the guy sitting there talking and telling the whole life story about what's going on. But when you go see like somebody like yourself, like doing more of the folk style type stuff, you kind of want to know a little bit where the song came from.
Yeah, where it came from. You know, I don't want to, you know, inform the listener as to what they think the song is about, you know, necessarily, you know, that's kind of up for... You know, I'd like to at least, for the most part, leave that up for interpretation. You know, sometimes there's a point to the song that needs to be driven home. But
what comes first, usually, lyrics or melody?
They're usually kind of working both hand in hand.
Uh-huh.
It's every song's different. Sometimes it's all the words just kind of come out, you know, in 10 minutes, and then you're kind of putting music to them. Sometimes it's the other way around. You know, some songs take a year to write. Some songs take a half an hour. And I find the most important thing is just kind of waiting to let the song tell you, you know, you don't want to force the song to be what it doesn't want to be.
When you write, do you sit down and be like, all right, I'm going to write and like actually go off in the room and just sit and write? Or is it one of those things like something just hits you automatically and you just got to hurry up and jot it down?
It's a kind of a combination of both. As a songwriter, you're never not writing. You know, there's always, you know, like I've got probably a good 40, 50 songs that I'm working on, you know, at any given time. So those are all kind of swimming in your head and waiting for, you know, whatever it is that's going to tell you what the song needs to be about, you know. And then, you know, a line might pop in your head and, you know, you realize that goes with this song. And then as you proceed with it, at some point you kind of come to this realization like, oh, now I know what this song's about. And it's a fun way to do, you know, because you're learning yourself, things about yourself as you go along. You're learning things about the world as you're writing. And, you know, you're learning things about other people. And kind of these moments of, you know, epiphany happen and stuff like that. These surprising things, you know, and it's my favorite thing. My favorite thing to do is write. I could never play another show again, you know, and I would be happy writing if I could. You know, if other people wanted to play my songs, I would be happy just writing.
Yeah. But,
you wouldn't. You don't think you'd get the bug to play?
I probably would. I mean, that might be a false thing. But, you know,
blood.
I'd still want to make records at least.
Hell yeah.
You know, for sure.
Because you got about 40 under your belt.
Yeah, I got, and then there's five in the works right now that are
five
halfway done. Yeah, five. All five different albums? Stuff. I got a weird electronic album I've been working on.
Dude, he don't stop.
I know he's like five songs. No, five albums.
No albums.
Yeah, they're all about in various stages of completion. But one I'm gonna do something I've never done before is a completely
hip hop.
Completely. I've actually have recorded a couple rap songs just for the fun of it. I'm gonna do a completely just acoustic guitar and my voice. I'm just gonna record it all in one night. Is this really intimate album, kind of based on this album Pink Moon by Nick Drake.
Cool.
Which is one of my favorite albums. And so it's something I've never done before, just really strip it down, because I'm always adding all sorts of stuff and, you know, textures to the stuff. So I'm excited about that one. I got kind of an electronic-y type of thing that I'm working on, and an instrumental, more composed music. A lot of strings and stuff like that, something I'm working on. So I don't know what will be done this year, but hopefully at least a couple of them.
Knowing you, probably all of them.
Yeah. So.
Do it up, brother.
I'll do this one. This is called. Oh, yeah, I was going to tell where this song came from. This is called... So years ago, you know, when I first start playing, you're driving around and, you know, playing for 2, 3, 4 people. I still play for 2, 3, 4 people. Hasn't changed much, but... you know, some you're playing for tips sometimes or something. And at one show, I think it was in Boston. I was like, huge thing for me. You know, I haven't really played out of the area a whole lot before then. And I was like, man, I got a show in Boston. I'm a big deal. You know, but there was like, you know, like I said, 3 or 4 people at this little coffee shop. It was nothing. I made maybe $30. And some guy came in and he gave me this little figurine. You know, it was a dude in a white robe and long hair and a beard and a suction cup on the bottom. So I stuck the little, you know, he's a little Jesus guy, and I stuck him on my dashboard. I don't know why he gave him to me. I must have looked pretty worse for the wear or something. He was blessing me or something.
You need Jesus, boy.
Yeah, he didn't really explain. So, you know, anyways, so I stuck him on my dashboard, and he would kind of keep me company on those late-night drives, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I got to where I was staying one night after a long drive, and I wrote this song called "A Conversation with a Dashboard Jesus." And after that, I had this crappy car that would break down all the time. And after I finally trashed it, I took the Jesus off and gave it to another guy playing in a coffee shop to 2 or 3 people. And hopefully it's still out there on the road. I like to think it's a dream of mine. It's been passed down from songwriter to songwriter.
That's cool.
So here we go. I'm gonna get this up.
Highway, the fault lines, power lines and high strung. Arms out on the manifold, just waiting for the Lord to come. If I heard you right, you said we're gonna be fine. Just keep it on the right side of this road tonight. 25 minutes till you lay my head down. We're just a stretch to the motel. I don't really care about a thing at all tonight. Just wanna take you home, girl. I don't give a damn, I wish the world would end tonight. And let those angels take me home. Mm-hmm. Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost radio sounds like rapture, tribulation, and the throne. If I heard you right, you say you're taking me home. Just keep it on the right side of this lonely road. 25 minutes till you lay my head down. We're just a stretch to the motel. I don't really care about a thing at all tonight. Just wanna take you home, girl. I don't give a damn, I wish the world would end tonight. And let those angels take me home. Oh, let it out, let it out, and lie to me, just lie to me. I wanna hear you singing, let it out, just let it out, yeah. Lie to me, just lie to me, oh. Five minutes till you lay my head down. We're just a stretch to the motel. I don't really care about a thing at all tonight. Just wanna take you home, girl. I don't give a damn, I wish the world would end tonight. Just let those angels take me home. Oh,
Jay Schnitt, everybody. Jay Schnitt, nice job, man.
Thanks.
Let me tell you something, man. It's watching you grow as an artist has been amazing. Like seeing you where you've come from 15 years ago to where you are now.
You.
They're two different Jay Schnitts.
Yeah.
And you're a monster now.
Gabe Orm says, sounds good, Jay.
Yeah, man. You sound great.
Matt Klausner says, he always liked that one.
Matt.
Yeah. And then Cooney. Said, see you in the fucking playoffs.
That's a little inside joke because he sees Alex on there, too.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, my God. I'll tell this story. You went to high school with Alex, you said, right?
Yeah.
Alex Allsharmer, our boy. Bartender over at O'Donnell's still, right?
Yes.
Is he still
over
at O'Donnell's? Yes, so we were on a dart team, and we played darts for years together through the EC. And one night, we all used to drive as a team. If we had an away game, we'd all drive as a team. And we'd go, right. And everybody hop in the back of the car, and we all go. Anyways, one time, we're sitting at this red light, and the car pulls right up next to us. And Alex, I'm sitting here, and Alex is sitting to my left,
mm-hmm.
And he sees somebody he thought was somebody, whoever, and he just starts going, hey! Hey! And he's got his darts in his hand, right? And he's flashing them, and he's pushed me over to the side, like, hey! Hey! I'll see you in the fucking playoffs, asshole! And he starts just yelling, I'm seeing you in the fucking playoffs, asshole! And we're like, who are you talking to? He goes, those guys, they're in the league. No, they're not. And these people there right next to us had no idea what was going on. No idea what was going on. And Alex just yelling, I'll see you in the fucking playoffs, asshole.
That's great.
Oh, it was Jeez. Hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. Alex, a lot of good times on that dart team for sure. No, but Jay, back to your career and stuff like that. Like, you've become like this. You're a well-oiled machine now. Lyrically, musically, melody-wise, like the whole package, you're more comfortable on
you
the mic as well.
Up. Yes. Yeah.
Well, you're more comfortable on the mic. You're talking more, sure. You know, get more crowd participation, interaction, and stuff like that, man. Keep it going, man.
Yeah, that was thank a great you. Tune, man. That was,
oh, thanks.
That was
everything awesome. You've played was a great tune today, man.
Thank you.
And you getting nominated for a Sammy, that's not a fluke, dude.
No.
You deserve it.
Thanks.
You deserve that nomination. If not, bring home the trophy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we'll see. See what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Don't get your hopes up. I was nominated. Yeah, you know, like, we all got our hopes up. But, yeah, you know. You just can't.
They probably already know who's winning it.
So. Go to the Grand or the Sammys and have a great time because it is a great event. And a lot of good friends of mine are getting inducted. And I want to give big ups to Stacey Waterman She's getting inducted into the Syracuse Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. As well as Mary Jo, who was at our anniversary party too. Mary Jo and my old friend from the dog, or is it the river now? I forgot the name of the Rebel. I'm sorry, the Rebel rock station out there. Dave Frisina.
Oh, okay.
Old friend of mine, Dave Frisina, old radio guy. Been doing radio for 40-plus years. Yeah. He's got a local show that he's been doing for like 30, 40 years.
I got it. That's one. I got it. I'm terrible at promotion, man, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I got to. If anybody wants to manage a songwriter, hit me up.
Guess somebody checking in from London. My friend Erica Williams. She's checking in, saying sounds great. Hope to hear you when she's home.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. But big congratulations out to all my friends getting nominated and inducted into the Syracuse Music Hall of Fame.
The Sammys are a pretty really big deal. I like what they do with that.
Jay, you're gonna have a great time. Get dressed up. Yeah, go have fun. Good. You're gonna run into people you haven't seen in years. And
have a few more records for next year. They can
totally
nominate.
It's important to submit your music to them, I think.
Yeah, I had never thought about doing it before.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
You just decided, hey, let's throw it in there.
Yeah.
Throw it in the fire.
See what happens. Yeah. You know.
And look what happened.
So I'll into this crooked line of birds next year, and hopefully I'll have a few more to enter.
Then you get that death metal album.
Get one in every category. That's my goal.
Are you going to do a death metal album?
You know what? I might as well.
You might as well. You tried everything else. Mind. You tried it all. But the Sammys are a great event, and you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Go have a blast. And Elephant Mountain, I gotta give big love and respect out to my boy Joe Altier, Elephant Mountain. They're performing at the Sammys this year. Great band, rock and roll. Joe's the man. Anything that Joe does musically is incredible.
I love that. Like what we were saying about the Sammys, like showcasing area talent.
Yeah,
and they put on a big hadoo. You know, like it's an event.
It's fancy.
You
know, we got all dressed up, and Mandry wore a purple like Willy Wonka type of suit. We got all decked out. We had a lot of fun, though. Look at Mega driving on this snowmobile down the streets of Utica right now. Oh, my God. The guy's so shot. Now he's going to, like, listen, this is what's going to happen. Because we didn't pay attention to him. Yeah, right. We didn't pay no attention to him. So he's going to go home. He's going to text me, what the hell? What, I get no love? I get no love? Sorry, pal. Love the guy, but the world doesn't revolve around you, pal. Anyways, so Jay Schnitt in the house with us right now. Yes, and congratulations on that Sammy nomination. How many other people are up for that nomination?
I think there's four others.
Yeah.
There's quite a few in this category. And I was hoping to get a folklore, yeah, a folk nomination. But the category existed last year, and somehow it doesn't exist this year.
So what category are you in now?
Singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter, okay.
Cool.
Which is still a great category.
But yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know, I'm happy. It's cool.
Just being recognized, man.
Yeah, it's nice to, you know.
And that's how we felt, too, when we got nominated.
It's just like,
we got nominated for Best Hip Hop Album. Which really isn't my wheelhouse, but it is, kind of. You know, it was a hip hop album, of course, right. And just to be recognized was special. And it meant a lot. And just for all that hard work and all the money we spent put into that album, just that nomination alone was worth it.
Yeah, you need stuff like that just to, you know, keep you going.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do this mostly because I need, you know, I need to.
Yeah, feed your soul.
You know, you do need to. And you need to hear those words from your listeners, you know, that, you know, what you're doing is worth it, you know. So that's what keeps you going.
Yeah, and you do it because you love it. It's in your soul, Schnitt.
Yeah, you know.
How long have you been playing guitar?
Let's see. I've been, what year is it? So I've been playing about 18 years. I started playing guitar pretty late. It wasn't until after I graduated high school.
Oh, yeah?
And then I put my first record out 6 months later.
Wow.
And it's a terrible, terrible album. Yeah. I don't even own it. I don't sell it. It does not exist. If you could find it.
Are there any songs on there that are decent that like you would like to redo over?
No.
No, you just want to trash the whole thing?
it's...
Was that a solo album or was that with a band?
It was a solo album. Well, I did have a bass player play on it. My buddy Eric.
And you just like trash it?
It was, you know, for a first record, you know, it was a big deal for me at the time. But, you know, a couple years later after I had done a few more and, you know, started to
figured this whole songwriting thing out, you know, and what could be done with it. You know, I was like, oh, what the heck was that? I can't believe I put that.
But it's kind of cool that, like, to have it there so you can go back and compare it to and know where you want to fix things up.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I think the my first good three or four records I put out, I don't even own copies of. I don't sell them. So
or remember any of the songs, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's no.
Are there any other songs that you'd like to go over and redo? Like, you like the song is decent, but I'd like to do it a little different. Or
yeah, there's definitely plenty of those. You know, there's whole records I've put out where I've thought about just redoing the whole thing and re-releasing it. But it's hard to find the time to do that, you know, because I got all this new material I'd like to work on. So, you know, sometimes you just got to let it be. That's what it is. That's what it was. That's what it's going to sound like, you know, for eternity.
I'd like to see you get back in a band, too, though.
Yeah, hopefully soon. Like I said, we've been talking, and I've been really busy with a lot of gigs lately and stuff. But, you know, soon we're going to – and I'd like to get together. So I'm going to put in that kind of electric band together with Matt Wagner, Brian Primo, and possibly Corey Comey on drums.
Ooh.
I don't want to jinx it by saying it, but that dude can play. He's a little too good for us, but –
Not necessarily.
We've
no.
been talking.
Corey's an amazing drummer, yeah, but you guys are all good too.
Yeah, you know, they're you know, Matt and Primo are both great players. So do a little you know, some of that. But I'd like to get like kind of a small kind of a you know, acoustic-y thing. People that can back me up doing this kind of singer songwriter stuff. Just, you know, once in a while for some gigs, you know, maybe an upright bass,
some violin.
Any violin players out there? I would love a violin player. Probably a pretty girl violin player. But,
cello.
Yeah, cello. That would be cool.
Preferably a pretty girl celloist.
You know, any violin players out there. Or a French horn player, too. I've always wanted to have a French horn.
French horn?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's very specific.
I want some. My dream person would be like a violin / French horn player that can do both.
Oh,
so if you're out there, get a hold of me.
Rainbow.
Rainbow doesn't play French horn.
If you give him one, he will.
Oh, yeah. I know how to do that.
He doesn't know how to play anything, but he tries.
He does try. You've had your fair share of encounters with Rainbow throughout the year.
Oh, man, yeah. I remember him from way back at BBLP's. That's where I first met him.
Yeah, at Virgo Bats, right?
When he had his pet gerbil there for a little while.
Thank you, Schnitt. Thank you. I told the story.
In a bucket, he froze to death.
What?
No, he said
was
the
it a gerbil or a hamster.
It was a hamster. I'm so glad you're talking about this right now.
It is singing. Mm-hmm. It was a singing hamster.
Well, I made another. Like he would pet its back, and it went. I've told this story a few times, and people don't believe me. But thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember.
You're verifying this for me.
I'm verifying it. Yeah, 100%.
So what happened to it?
Well, he said it. Rainbow told me that his landlord killed it because he thought it was a rat running around. And I'm like, come on, Rainbow, you ate it. No, I would never eat that.
I heard that the...
Do you remember?
I heard that the hamster froze to death or something, that like he left it. I don't know. Who knows?
Rainbow told me his landlord killed it, and he found it in like a mouse trap.
He didn't Richard Gere it, did he?
But this is what he did. He left the hamster running around the house.
That does not surprise me. It makes total sense, actually.
So this
just
loose.
Yeah, so maybe that.
Just loose. Do you remember the name of this hamster?
I don't. I've always wanted to remember. I know it was some crazy.
It's easy. Rainbow Bright. That was the name of the freaking hamster.
That's wonderful.
Rainbow Bright.
So, chicken, this hamster was no ordinary hamster. Rainbow would keep it like in his front pocket and shit.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. He would keep this hamster in his front pocket, and he would go up to like the Devereaux for open mic night, and he'd wheel up his shopping cart full of instruments, and he'd pull it right up to the thing, and he had like this broken down toilet seat, and he'd bang on that and beat up guitars. You know how all his instruments, right? Well, he had a whole shopping cart of these busted up instruments. Well, this one particular night, he whips out this freaking hamster. He goes, I'd like to bring out a guest star right now. And this is when I lost it. Rainbow made me lose my shit. He whips out a freaking hamster. When you pet the back of the hamster, it went, bah, bah, bah. So he'd put the hamster up to the microphone, and he'd pet it, and it'd be like, bah, bah. And he'd be like, whatever the freak Rainbow did. And it went back and forth. They made beautiful music together.
Yeah.
And Rainbow said that was his musical soulmate. Was
the
that
hamster.
Fucking hamster. Yeah. That's a true story. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah.
Thank you for verifying for this.
Well, it is rainbow, so.
It doesn't surprise you, right?
No.
We have this hamster running around his living room and his house and stuff like that. Like.
I can picture that, though. Like, it does make sense.
It makes total sense when you know rainbow.
Like, he needs, like, a mouse or something as a pet. Yeah, like, totally can see that.
Yeah. He should just get a dog or something.
What's a dog going to do, like, sit out there while he plays his gigs?
Well, yeah, he could probably do a duet with, like, a Cocker Spaniel or something. I think that would work out pretty well. My other favorite rainbow story is he was one time, he was sitting at the EC, and all of a sudden he was detuning his guitar. And was like, "Bruh." I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, making it sound psychedelic. Like, oh my God. Hilarious. Funny, funny stuff, though. Rainbow's a character.
Rainbow Bright.
I'm so glad, Rainbow Bright. I'm so glad, Jay, you brought that hamster.
I'm glad you remembered the name, because that was driving me nuts for years.
Because people do not believe me when I tell that story. They do not believe me. That's a true story. I literally pissed myself at the Devereaux one night watching him. I could not get up. I was laughing so hard. With him doing this duet with a hamster.
Do you see there's a woman out there now that's, she plays too. She's like all up on Rainbow's gigs now.
Like, oh, yeah.
She's always out there for Saturday Thursday. She's playing right on the street.
Oh, that crusty old woman? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
She don't count.
But she's like trying to get all up on Rainbow's flavor.
She's borderline a prostitute.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Who the hell would buy that?
You'd be surprised.
Ugh. No, you know what? I've seen some of these crackdowns on the prostitutes, and man, I don't understand. You couldn't pay me to fuck one of these girls.
Right.
They're disgusting.
But then you see also those guys that get popped up in the park there.
Yeah.
All those creepy perverts that get popped at the park.
Blowing each other.
Yeah. It's like, they should all get together and, like, convene. And
go get a freaking hotel room or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, go to the Colonial. Yeah. The Motel of Mirrors. Where does Rainbow live in these days? Do they? What do you know?
I don't know.
I went to his house one time. He lived on Waverly. I picked him up from Modown. And he came downstairs with a garbage bag full of shit.
Like, and literally?
Like a garbage bag full of just like clothes. And like, he didn't have like a knapsack or a duffel bag or anything. So he threw everything in a garbage bag. What are you doing? This is my clothes. Can you come back upstairs and help me with the cooler? I'm like, yeah, all right. I went upstairs, and there's, like, newspapers everywhere. There's, like, it looked like the house was condemned. It really did. And it went into his room, and he's got, like, a little futon mattress and just pillows and blankets and clothes and shit everywhere. He lives like a freaking fraternity house.
I'm just the fact that he has a house.
Right.
I'm amazed.
Yeah. Schnitt, you feel like playing one more, and we'll get out of here?
Yeah. One more. Let me see. What am I going to play?
You want to do one more for us?
I'm going to play one I don't play very often.
All right.
How's that?
Yeah, I would
see
love
if
that.
I remember it.
Jay Schnitt, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Schnitt.
I'm going to take the phones off for this, actually. I don't need those on. They're just messing me up. How's this go? You guys don't know how it goes. I don't know why I'm asking you.
One, two, three, four.
There we go. See if I can pull this up. You know what? I don't want to play that song. It's not pull it. I can't pull it off. It's not sounding right to me. I'm gonna just drop it.
Hey man,
if you want to hear, it's called Bellflower.
I was gonna say, you could have played anything. We'd have been like, oh, all right, that's
a record called War Tubas.
You could have played the same chords
song,
over and over and over.
I should have just done that. I found a G harmonica. I'll do one off the new record.
I love it. He's just like, screw it. I want to try something else. Wow.
Is the sound of the.
What are you digging for now?
I'm looking for a G harmonica.
Oh. Man.
That's not
how many different harmonicas you got in there?
Well, you got to have one for each key, you know?
Okay.
Otherwise, it doesn't sound so good.
So you got like 8 of them?
There we go.
All right.
I just want to hear him play a song on harmonica.
What are you, John Popper now?
All right, this is a tune called Tiger Teeth.
Tiger Teeth. Right here on EC Radio. Jay Schnitt, everybody. As he's trying to get adjusted with his harmonica.
New album called The Crooked Line of Birds. Not quite in tune, but I don't care at this point. I
I gotta at least fix that bottom.
Yeah.
That was too out of tune for the people. Alright, good enough, I guess. Whatever. Leave here, my love, right now. Don't wait around to steal. What my lying lungs no longer can reveal. These claws that clench you can no longer hold you close. I'm washed away like the day the wild river overflowed. Just go, child. Just like the wren or the crow flies, just like that St. Lawrence flows into the darkest night skies. My tiger teeth grow far too dull for me to feel. Your flesh between my teeth. Don't cry, don't weep, don't fear. Just go, child, just like the wren or the crow flies, just like that St. Lawrence flows into the darkest night skies. Within all temperaments, upbeast my instincts swell, and long to taste the feasts of wild familiar tales. So go, child, just like the wren or the crow flies, just like that St. Lawrence flows, like, just like the wren or the crow flies, just like that St. Lawrence flows into the darkest night skies. Into the darkest night skies.
Nice, buddy.
Thanks. The harmonica thing kept falling down.
Technical difficulties. Yeah, it wouldn't be EC Radio without technical difficulties, though. That's what happens around here, bro. We rubbed off on you. That's what happened.
Yeah. We started off the show with technical difficulties.
It's not your fault. It's our fault. You know, it's if something goes wrong, it's chances are it's because of us. We have that energy. We rubbed it on you. That was great, man. Thanks for being a brave soul and braving this weather and coming down to hang out and play some tunes
anytime,
for us, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. One more time, plug your shows that you got going on this Saturday night.
I got Saturday at the Tram with Dan Byrne. You definitely don't want to miss it. Tickets are going quickly. They're almost, I don't know how many are left, but there's probably not a whole lot.
It's limited space.
Limited space, yeah. We're only selling, it was 40 or 50 max is what we're doing. So,
it's not very much.
No, I got my calendar out now. Let's take a look. What's today? Z's show is the 7th. I got that in my calendar.
Yeah!
So I'll be on Z's show at Disruption Radio like about an hour ago we start.
Yes, we did.
And
I was there.
I see Dan Byrne. The Good Life, I don't know where that is, but I'm playing there.
I don't know where that is either.
I see. I'll be at Gerber's on the 15th.
Okay.
Gerber's is I've been having a lot of fun playing
there.
It's
a cool
lately.
Place.
It is.
Yeah. Then I'm out of town quite a bit for the next couple weeks. Rochester, blah, blah, blah.
That's cool. Plug it.
Sammy's. Doing a So Far show, which is a great, they do all these incredible kind of intimate shows in these kind of weird venues. But I have not been told where they are doing it, but that is the 17th. Cool. So Far Rochester. That's going to be great.
What else do I got? Funkin' Waffles on the 9th.
Great.
March 5th, Copper City, Good Nature Brewing. I don't know. Just
you're
check
busy,
out
man.
The thing.
It sounds like you got some dates, man.
Yeah, not as many as I'd like. So pay places to, you know.
You got a website?
I do. www.jschnitt.com.
Spell it.
J S C H N I T T. Two T's, one N.
Yeah. Some people are going to put J A Y.
A lot of people do the D T at the end, or an M is common, you know. But yeah. But Schnitt. There's only Schnitt. If you find me on Facebook, I'm the only one there, Jason Schnitt.
And you got like Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah,
all
Instagram.
That stuff,
Twitter, I don't really deal with that. It's too much, man. I can only handle so much. I got the website and the Facebook and the Instagram.
Craig said, Craig Blask says that Good Life is on Good Life Patrick Tavern, 69 Main Street, Camden, New York.
There you go.
All right, there we go. Thanks. Thanks, Craig.
That's awesome.
Know your gigs. Well, at least you got Craig. He's got your back.
Yeah.
Thanks, Craig.
Came through.
He definitely came through. Good looks, Craig. Good looks.
And Prosper says, attaboy, Jay.
Yay, yeah, Prosper Nooch. The Prosper Nooch.
Yeah. I knocked him out at poker last night we played.
Did you?
Yeah.
I felt like he should have got it. You know, he dogged us last time he was supposed to come on the show.
Oh, yeah?
I think something came up, though. Yeah. But I want to get Nooch to hang out. We've got a lot of great history together, him and I.
Yeah.
Love that, dude.
Yeah, I've known him for years.
I just felt like he should have been in a band.
Yeah, he could have been a good front man. You know?
Right. Yeah, I think so, too.
He's got that certain... whatever.
Yeah, he's got the Adam Levine thing going on. Adam Levine with a beard.
Yeah.
But Schnitt, again, thanks so much for coming in. The weather's shitty, and I was almost ready to cancel again, but I canceled yesterday, and I just haven't been feeling too good.
Oh, yeah, man. I hope you feel better.
But thank you, man. Thank you. And
the music sounded perfect with this weather. You know what
it
I mean?
Really like, did. You know, the only thing we were missing was the bonfire.
I was just thinking that, too. A little fire, you know, like keep warm, listen to some nice, you know, good music. I'm okay with it. I drove through a ton of shit just to come here, and I'm happy to listen to that, man. That was good stuff.
Great stuff, man.
Thanks.
If you can please share this, too, when you get on Facebook later.
Oh, yeah.
Share this around.
And all you people out there in Facebook land, can you please share it, too?
Yeah, share this video, guys. Please, you'd be doing us a huge favor if you could just click the share button and share Disruption Network and EC Radio and all the good things. And Jay's Facebook page as well.
Yep.
So share. That's how we get it out to the masses, is by you sharing. And we appreciate all the love and support that you've been showing us throughout our journey here at Disruption Network. It's been cool. We've made a lot of cool friends and continue to meet a lot of more cool friends. So.
Absolutely.
Loving it. Tomorrow, I got my old buddy Tim Nelson coming on tomorrow. We're going to talk a lot about Syracuse sports. Tim holds the all-time Syracuse leading scorer in lacrosse and assists.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and his son just signed.
Syracuse is big with lacrosse.
Huge, huge. Big. And his son just signed on with Syracuse to play there, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Coming out of there. So we're going to talk to him about that. I told him to get together his all-time Syracuse starting five in basketball and some of his favorite football.
I just went with that with my brother, and our picks were pretty close.
Yeah, we'll do that really tomorrow. Close. We'll definitely do that tomorrow. I'm looking forward to chopping it up with him. He also works for Utica College, so we'll be talking a lot about Utica College and the hockey and all the things they got going on over there. And I feel like their athletic department has definitely been shot up as of recently.
Well, once they lowered the tuition.
Right, and that's the other thing, too.
That opened up the doors to a lot more athletes, and they could put a focus on their athletics.
They cut the tuition in half pretty much, which is unheard of. What university or college does that?
That's a great thing.
And it's worked out well for them. You know what I mean? I guess their tuitions are up, and you know, like you said, you know, now you're getting people that can afford to go there, and contribute athletically.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? Yeah, you can have a lot of these walk-ons without even knowing. You know, just show up and try out and see what happens. So, we'll talk to Tim tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. It should be a great conversation. And then also on Friday, we're doing a special Friday show. Enter the Haggis is going to be in the studio with us.
Yeah,
they're
going to
play acoustic.
Cool.
It's actually just two guys from Enter the Haggis. They're doing a hoolie, which is pretty much another word for a happy hour at the brewery on Friday. So before they go to the hoolie, they're going to stop here and play a couple tunes for us here on AC Radio. So tune in for that. We never have a show on Friday, but specialty shows like when Enter the Haggis comes
absolutely.
To town, we'll open the doors to anybody.
I know people that like only come out when Enter the Haggis plays.
Right.
Like when they're down at the brewery or if they're at the Irish Fest, it's the only time you see them come out and it's for Enter the Haggis.
Right.
I mean, these guys are really, really good.
And Enter the Haggis will be playing at the Irish Fest this year. Yeah. So we're going to have a few of the and Irish Fest. A few of the committee members are going to be in here hanging out with us. So we'll talk to them and have Haggis in here. I'm looking forward to Friday. Friday's going to be a fun show.
And don't forget, tomorrow the D-Line is back on after EC Radio.
You back, huh?
We're back on Thursday. And we're bringing back Caleb's buddy Cody and Greg Williams. Little egg on the face after the Super Bowl.
Egg on the face, huh?
Yeah. Greg was talking so much shit, like, all the way through the fourth quarter. He was talking trash. But he's like, you know what? I got to man up and take my medicine. So
yes, you do.
He's coming on, and we're going to break his balls, go recap the Super Bowl. And it was a great, great Super Bowl. So I'm kind of excited to recap it. And Urlacher being indicted and, you know, some of these other guys.
Indicted? Where is he going to jail?
Yeah,
inducted.
I can't fucking talk right now.
He's going to jail,
He's been indicted. Well, who knows? You know, Ray Lewis was there, too, so.
That's a good class this year.
Yeah, it's a really
Randy
good class.
Randy Moss and T.O., too.
T.O. kind of surprised me.
T.O. surprised me, too. Dawkins also getting in there.
Yep.
I would have gave it to the other guy there. Lynch, John Lynch.
That was a toss-up, man. That was a close one. I couldn't tell which way they're going
to
go with that.
Are you going to continue to do D-line on Thursdays now that football's over with, or what's the plan with the D-lines? Inquiring minds want to know.
We are staying on. We're going to go through obviously, we're not going to probably go week to week, you know, during the offseason, but we definitely want to cover up, you know, some of the free agency as well as the draft. Because cool. I got a feeling, man, now that, you know, the trade of Alex Smith over to Washington, now it's going to free up Kirk Cousins, and it's going to change the whole draft. You're going to see a big trade going on or something. And I think it's going to mess up that draft up quite a bit.
Well, you guys can discuss all that tomorrow at 6 o'clock on the D-Line with Sil, Caleb, my man Chicken over here.
Yep.
The football podcast. It's too bad you don't like any other sports, Chicken.
I love basketball. Are you kidding me? I watched that game last night, Thunder versus Golden State. What a great game that was.
Was it?
Yeah.
I missed it. All right, Jay, one more time. Thanks for coming in. Check out Jay Schnitt. JaySchnitt.com. That's a JSCHNITT. com. Check him out. Support his music. He needs your help out there, people. So buy his records. He's got some great stuff out there. And again, if you could just share this video, that would be great. And you can find all our previous content on DisruptionNetwork.net. We'll see you tomorrow.
We are a generation of lost masculinity, and we got to start getting it back. No matter if you're straight or gay, no matter if you stick it in the front or you stick it in the rear, for the love of our sons, we've got to stick it in there like a man.
EC Radio.